Hanukkah has begun. Christmas will be here before you know it. And we've got four gift ideas for the readers on your list. Our book critic, Christopher Merrill, is at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. Chris, welcome.
Nice to be here, Marco.
And all of the books on your list this year feature short pieces. Let's start with the best known of them, Canadian writer Alice Munro's new book of short stories, Too Much Happiness. It won this year's Man Booker International Prize. What do you like about it, Chris?
Marco, for many decades, Alice Munro has been describing what it feels like to be alive at this time and place. Her subject matter usually is the domestic life in southern Ontario, but almost anything can happen. Adultery, murder, suicide. Lives fall apart, lives start to come back together again, and through it all, you have this sense of somebody who really understands what it means to be alive.
The first line of the short story, Face, I am convinced that my father looked at me, stared at me, saw me only once. After that, he could take for granted what was there. I mean, it's just like very easy writing and yet just full of meaning. It's intense stuff.
And the story is amazing. It's about somebody born with a birthmark, and he believes that the birthmark provides his parents with a ready-made excuse for an argument at any hour of the day. And his life unfolds from there.
Chris, let's turn to the next book. This is Egyptian Nobel Prize winner Naguib Mahfouz, the late Naguib Mahfouz, a collection of really short stories called The Dreams, which includes Dreams of Departure. It's not really short stories, though. It's kind of short pieces, almost like prose poems, most of them just a page long or so. And as I understand it, these really did originate as dreams that Naguib Mahfouz had.
Well, Marco, Mahfouz was such an interesting and various kind of writer. After he was attacked with a knife by an Islamic fundamentalist, he really couldn't write very much, more than about a half an hour a day. He was in such great pain. So toward the end of his life, he would dictate these stories, which began in dreams. They start sometimes quite nice, but then they almost always turn terrifying. They turn one way or another, and they haunt you. He seems to be reliving his whole life. All the memories come back to him, and they read like prose parables, the sort of thing you could read in between wrapping a gift for one of your loved ones.
Now, next up, Chris, we have an anthology of European fiction that's just come out. It's called Best European Fiction 2010, the first volume in what will be an annual series, apparently, modeled on the American Best of anthology series. What do you think the strengths of this volume are, Chris, Best European Fiction 2010?
Well, what it gives us is a sense of the variety of approaches. There are a lot of stories here that seem to descend from the works of Franz Kafka or Samuel Beckett, writers who work in ways different than your average American writer might work. So the real virtue is to get a window into a lot of different ways to proceed in a story and a lot of different countries, all of which are jostling against one another in the European Union.
And finally, Chris, you have one more for us. It's a work by Kafka, not really known for his great holiday reading, but you're going to sell us on it. It's a new edition of the novella, the novella Blumfeld, An Elderly Bachelor, which involves an elderly man and two bouncing balls. It's a new edition illustrated with drawings by British artist David Musgrave. Why did you like it?
Well, Marco, Kafka actually is a hysterically funny writer, and Blumfeld comes home from work one day, and he has these two balls following him everywhere, and they just drive him out of his mind. He's trying to figure out, how am I going to get these balls to stop bouncing all around me? And he finally locks them into his wardrobe and goes off to work, where he is plagued by two assistants who, in their own ways, act pretty much like those two bouncing balls. They just don't do what he wants them to do. He can't control them. And Kafka has a lot of fun with this all the way through. And what makes this book so wonderful is that they've included a series of images by David Musgrave. These are small images in pairs that appear throughout the book, just like the bouncing balls or the bouncing assistants. And it makes for a really lovely gift book. It's small. You can read it in one sitting, and you get a chance to look at these marvelous images and think about what those bouncing balls might be.
Well, our life is filled with all sorts of bouncing balls, aren't they?
Many of which we can't seem to keep up in the air when we need to.
Exactly. Chris, that'll do it for your holiday reading picks. To sum up, they were Too Much Happiness by Alice Munro, The Dreams, including Dreams of Departure by Naguib Mahfouz, Best European Fiction 2010, edited by Alexander Hemon, and the new illustrated edition of Kafka's Blumfeld, An Elderly Bachelor. There's more info about all four books at our website, that's theworld.org, and there are more holiday picks as well as another review of the European Fiction Anthology on our World Books page. Christopher Merrill, always good to speak with you. You're the director of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa. Thanks.
Thank you, Marco.
And tomorrow we'll recommend some kids' books for you. News headlines from around the world are next on PRI.